Now listen to a conversation that I had previously with Jenny Hinton, who helped us get in touch with EarthCare while building our local economy. Everyone, welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you all with us on a program where we really do work to build. It's all about helping us live a better quality of life. And you know that one of the things that I cover, one of the areas that I cover when it comes to that is sustainability, going green, you know, things like that that help our environment, whether we're talking about the water, the air, any combination, be cleaner, healthier, safer. Well, I'm excited to have our guest with us today who's going to help us gain some insights on how we can go about doing that as a team. Her name is Jenny Hinton. She is with Keep Columbia County Beautiful. She is heading up their recycling program, and I am excited to have you with us today. How are you doing, Jenny Hinton?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you for having me on the show.
It is truly my pleasure. And you know what? This is exciting to me. I do my part to do a little bit here and there, you know, having the energy-efficient light bulbs and working towards moving in a big way towards recycling. In fact, I brought some stuff to the recycling bins out there a while back. And so this is something that I'm really, really passionate about. You know what kind of got me started on looking into this?
What's that?
My first year in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was just last year, right?
There you go. I knew I liked you for some reason. That's right. Last year, my first year in college. And one of the programs that they had dealt with ecology. Mm-hmm. And at the time, even though I had heard Marvin Gaye's album, What's Going On, and one of the songs he had there was Mercy Me, the Ecology. That song really struck a nerve with me, but because I didn't have a lot of understanding about what it was about, I didn't appreciate it as much as I should have.
Yes.
And then when I took the course, I said, okay, now this is getting to really, really mean something here. And so this is a passion for me. And so I really have a great appreciation for you joining us to talk about ecology, about sustainability, going green, and the role that recycling plays in all of that. But before we get deeper into that, share with us more about Jenny Hinton, how this became a passion for you, and how Keeping Columbia County Beautiful came to be a part of your life, and of course, how you came to be involved with recycling in Columbia County.
Well, actually, Carl, I really got involved in this really by accident. I had been with the county for a number of years, and there had been talks whenever we closed our landfill back in 2006 of starting a recycling program, and I was asked at the time if I would be interested in heading this up, and I thought, you know, I've never really done a lot with recycling. It's good for the environment and something I think I would be really interested in, so I took on the role, and it just really evolved from there, and the more that I really learned from it, I basically learned from the ground up myself as far as how to start the program, what we need to do, and actually how to recycle myself. So it really wasn't something I had set out to do, but it worked out, and I have really enjoyed it since, and it's just been a really great feeling to know that we're doing something for the Earth.
I take my hat off to you for being willing to take on that kind of challenge.
Yes, thank you. It's been a challenge, I'm not going to lie. It's one of those types of programs where you do not jump in with both feet because you don't want to start too much and do too much and let things fail. So we started off small, and we built it from the ground up, and it's really just flourished in the last 2 years.
Wow, and that's interesting. So were you able to start it soon after the landfill closed, or are you talking about a few years later?
We started again, like I said, we started off small. We started off with a few drop-off sites and showed the need for recycling in the area since we no longer had the landfill. So when we started with those, plans were to construct a facility, which I believe is where you have visited us in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And once we showed that need, then the plans went through to construct this facility. And it's just been that growing process. So we didn't immediately build a facility. It took us about 6 to 8 months once we got started to get this facility constructed.
Okay. And so you all started then, we're talking like 3-4 months after the landfill closed, laying the groundwork as far as the planning and all of that?
We did. That's correct.
And I tell you what, the facility is very nice.
Thank you. I am so proud of our facility. I love to visit other facilities, and I hate to say compare, but I do like to compare a little bit. We have a lot of grass and a lot of pretty shrubs, and it's something unusual for a recycling facility to have.
Well, you mentioned that, of course, what really gave rise to the recycling center was the closing of the landfill. Just to help us with that whole part of the equation, what led to the decision to close the landfill?
Unfortunately, Carl, I was not involved in the department that handled that. Pretty much all I know is that we reached our capacity and a decision was made not to dig another cell, and that's really all I know about that decision.
Yeah, because I do remember vaguely that there was some discussion of it, and even some articles written in the paper about the fact that they were looking at some options to that, and like you said, a decision was made not to increase the landfill, which I kind of like, because when you talk about, look at the fact that, some of the problems that can come up with landfills, unhealthy gases that can escape through the ground and cause problems with the air quality, et cetera. I really like the idea of finding a healthier alternative to that. So along comes Jenny Hinton. She is offered the opportunity to get it going. And here we are several years later with recycling. And one of the things that I guess had to take place was increased awareness within the community.
Exactly. One of the things that we have tried to do is increase that awareness. And it's been a learning process for us, too, on the correct ways to increase that awareness. A lot of things that we've tried to do is advertise at events and try to get our name out. Of course, we have a Facebook page. That helps a lot. And a lot of word of mouth. A lot of people come out here, and a few weeks later, a friend of theirs will stop by and mention that one of our regular customers had referred them out here to us.
Interesting. And so people are finding out about it. Do you find that as people hear more about what you're doing, that they're really interested enough to follow through, or is it taking some cajoling, some prodding here, some prodding there?
I wouldn't think so. I don't think it's taken a lot of prodding. Most of our customers are really excited about it. They come, they want to learn more about it. And they overall just they're just excited about it.
So we're talking recycling, and share with us generally what is really meant by recycling, and then some of the items that are recycled at your center.
Okay. Well, of course, recycling is just taking a commodity, reusing it, putting it back out into the end market. Our facility accepts quite a number of commodities, ranging from plastics, which are your number one and number twos, which are your drinking bottles, soda bottles, water bottles, laundry detergent, soap dispenser bottles, cardboard items such as, as far as food products go, we accept dry food products as far as cardboard is concerned. We do not accept things like pizza boxes, which has always been one of our biggest questions is why do we not accept that? And the reason why, Carl, is because those pizza boxes have grease in them.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're recycling items that have grease or food contaminants in them, the process is not perfect, and not all of that contaminant can get out of that product. So you don't want to have greasy pizza box mixed in with new cardboard. So we don't accept items that are, like I said, that have been with a wet food product. We do accept aluminum cans, like your Coke cans, steel items, your food containers, newspaper, office-type paper, and then we also accept electronics. And most of our electronics are accepted for no fee, but we do accept TVs for $10 each and microwaves for $5 each.
Huh. And the TVs, particular sizes or any size?
There's no particular size. The only restrictions are there's no console TVs accepted or projection-style TVs.
Okay. And console, you're referring to the big floor model type?
Yes, the ones that whenever I was little, I was the remote control for. My dad would call me from my bedroom and make me come change the channels.
Yes. Good old dad, making sure you got
that's
your workout.
Right, that's right.
That's all right. Okay, so if it's a floor model, that's out.
Correct.
But anything, even a flat screen to stop working for whatever the reason, that can be accepted?
Those are accepted also. Like I said, it's just a $10 fee per set. And all of our items, there's a very extensive list on our website that details the items that we do and do not accept.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely encourage your listeners to visit that website at www.columbiacountyga.gov. You can find us under under the government tab. And you look under the, they're broken out by letters, and recycling is under the, I believe it's C through R. Tab.
Okay, we'll give them that information again. You all stay with us. Jenny Hinton and I will be right back. We're going to let you hear Louis Armstrong singing "What a Wonderful World." Hey, isn't it better when the world better when it's cleaner?
It sure is. It is a wonderful world then.
That's right. We'll be right back.
And I think to myself,